There's a common thread that runs through the three books written by Mill Valley journalist and author Allison Owings, something she calls anti-stereotyping. After compiling collections of personal profiles and oral histories from waitresses across the U.S. and the women of Germany's Third Reich, she has now turned her attention to the indigenous people of North America in a volume titled Indian Voices, Listening to Native Americans.
The plan was to help end stereotypes that people have today about Native Americans, especially to help end some of the ignorance that exists about Native Americans today. So I traveled throughout the country from the Passamaquoddies in Maine to a Hawaiian chanter and many places in between to ask people, what do they think about their lives? What are their experiences? How do they feel to be Americans?
There are 23 individuals featured in her book, most with a chapter of their own, but aside from their shared Native heritage, Owings says they are a widely varied bunch.
They all varied so much in so many different ways, whether from geography or their tribal experiences or how well they had done in life or what their family situation was. There were enormous numbers of differences.
Yet despite those differences, she found they had some almost universally shared experiences, especially in their interactions with non-Native people.
As far as I could tell, almost all of them dealt with ignorant non-Natives almost daily and were sometimes shocked at the rudeness and the ignorance of non-Native people. They were shocked at how little non-Native people know about basic Indian history.
This includes a deeply resented, decades-long program of forcing Native children to attend faraway boarding schools where they could be culturally assimilated.
Government boarding schools that Native children were ripped from their families to go to, sometimes thousands of miles from home, sometimes for years without seeing their families. This is starting around the 1870s until about the 1930s, all with the express purpose of civilizing, quote-unquote, the Indians, and really ripping their culture away from them to make them good Christian American citizens.
Today, Indian casinos across the country are providing an economic engine to start offsetting a century of poverty and deprivation in many areas, which Owings observes is also being used to restore some of that lost cultural heritage.
An Ojibwe woman I interviewed in northern Minnesota told me, we have lost 2.5 generations, and an awful lot of people are trying to reclaim that and spend money on language immersion programs, trying to reteach young Native people, not so young Native people, the language that they lost, trying to do what they can in a way to make up for lost time.
Owings also found another shared trait among her interview subjects, one that caught her by surprise.
Native people in the main are very funny. And whenever I mention this to non-Natives, they say they are. I thought they were so serious and stoic and dour and so forth. And they're not. They're very, very funny. And Native people know this too. Yeah, we're really funny, they say. We have to be.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.